Tempur-Pedic is the number one mattress in America, and Chicagoland buys it at Art Van Pure Sleep, the Midwest number one mattress store. Only Art Van Pure Sleep has an exclusive diagnostic sleep test that fits you to the right Tempur-Pedic for your body and your budget at the lowest price. And Art Van Pure Sleep will back it up with our exclusive 365-night guarantee. If you don't feel your Tempur-Pedic mattress is right for you, just return it and get your money back. Shop today, Chicagoland, and get a free Amazon Echo. Plus, no interest for 72 months. And every Tempur-Pedic is in stock for immediate free next-day delivery guaranteed. If not, your Tempur-Pedic mattress is free. It's where Chicagoland buys Tempur-Pedic.
Art Van Pure Sleep, the great night's sleep store.
See it all and shop it all at artvan.com.
Me.
Take a guess, who's the master of holiday giving?
Me.
Because he went to Jared and gave her the unforgettable gift of Pandora, like the exclusive Pandora Winter Charm gift set featuring 12 charms and clips, including Jared exclusives, all in a commemorative keepsake box with savings up to $260. The holiday gift that completely crushes it. That's why he went to Jared. While supplies last, see store for details.
Me.
Take a guess, who's the master of holiday giving?
Me.
Because he went to Jared and gave her the unforgettable gift of Pandora, like the exclusive Pandora Winter Charm gift set featuring 12 charms and clips, including Jared exclusives, all in a commemorative keepsake box with savings up to $260. The holiday gift that completely crushes it. That's why he went to Jared. While supplies last, see store for details.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to GEICO. I'm so happy, I feel like I can fly.
Disclaimer, you will not be able to fly by switching to GEICO. This is against the laws of physics and nature. If you find yourself flying, please seek professional and or medical help immediately. In the unlikely event you find yourself flying, you might be a superhero or a pigeon or a superhero named Pidgewoman who was bitten by a radioactive pigeon. If you are indeed Pidgewoman, GEICO retains all licensing publishing rights in the event Pidgewoman the movie becomes a top-grossing Hollywood blockbuster.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
And listen, everybody's fired, right? It's another double-digit loss season, as we talked about earlier. So you got to have somebody come in that knows what the hell they're doing and knows how to make a young quarterback play better. And you got to put him in a scheme and a system that will fit what he can do. The offseason is huge.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSER and HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
And a pleasant good afternoon, just after 1 o'clock. And from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. The Wolves beat Rockford last week on a last-second goal, and the first four games between the two teams were decided by one goal. The Wolves will host Rockford in a rematch on Saturday, December 30th. At the Allstate Arena. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. A couple of hot NBA teams meeting in Cleveland tonight as the Bulls and the Cavaliers square off. The Bulls have won 7 in a row, and the Cavs have won 18 of their last 20. And listen carefully to Denzel Valentine, who's pretty giddy about who the Bulls are at the moment.
With our whole team back now, I think we're one of the best teams in the East because just our matchups. We got a lot of guys that can do a lot of things. We can play defense, we can play offense. I know we started off bad, but I think we're one of the better teams in the East.
Another hot team is the Blackhawks, who are also on the road this evening down in Dallas against the Stars. Richard Panik looks to be in the lineup tonight, and Patrick Sharp looks to be a healthy scratch. We have college hoops here on The Score this evening. DePaul hosting Miami, Ohio. The pregame broadcast starting at 7:45. And there's another college football bowl game tonight. Temple and Florida International in the Bad Boy Mowers Gasparilla Bowl. One more time, the Bad Boy Mowers Gasparilla Bowl. The football postgame show on the Score being presented by Inspire Medical Systems. Take control of your sleep apnea. Visit inspiresleep.com. And this scoreboard update brought to you by Precor Home Fitness. Are you in the market for home fitness equipment? PrecorHomeFitness.com. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk, also the number one ranked sports station in Chicago. 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago sports station.
This transition on The Score is brought to you by Webb Chevy. For a great deal on Chevys in Chicago, visit Webb Chevy in Plainfield or Oak Lawn.
It's time for you to go home.
And thank you to Ray Diaz and Shane Reardon and Kevin Zipak and David Schuster and the guests, which were Vinnie Goodwill, Sam Munson, Paul Charchian, and Kerry Wood. And I guess Jason Goff was the guest.
You got a chance to talk to Vincent, fresh from the barbershop. I was checking out his IG story earlier this morning. Drew the barber is the Bulls barber, and every once in a while lines up Vinnie Goodwill.
Nice. You failed to mention that.
Get yourself a nice, nice holiday lining. I know I need one. I can't wait for tomorrow at 9 o'clock, boy. I'm out here looking like Rasheed Wallace.
What's with the fishbowl?
I don't drink enough water. And so I was talking about how, like, when you're married, your wife just knows everything about
you. How do you know you don't drink enough water?
Because he doesn't drink any water, pretty much.
Because I basically don't really drink any water. Yeah. And
you don't need to, as long as you're drinking some liquids, you don't necessarily need to drink water.
Well, thank you for being condescending before I even answer your question as to how I know I don't drink enough water. But
one of my mad skills with a Z. Yeah.
I went to those IV places. Like those IV things.
When you want a staph infection?
No. They're at like a lot of FDA golf groups, outings and
yeah,
stuff.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
The hangover. Sit down, get you
going to be a sponsor.
Yeah.
And I had, they said, once you get through the bag, you'll know when you're rehydrated once you have to go to the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
And I went through an entire bag without having to go to the bathroom. They're like, oh my God. Like, let's put another bag on you.
This man is a stone.
and they put a second bag of fluids into me, and I still didn't have to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, Danny, you might want to start, start drinking a little something.
Do you drink coffee
something.
In the morning?
Never. I've never had a cup of coffee in my life.
Really?
Yeah, never had one cup of coffee.
Pure saliva this man rolls off of.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
This man's going to have kidney stones the size of quarters.
And I gave up pop soda like a couple years ago.
Good for you.
So I drink orange juice. And then booze.
That's all. Orange juice is almost as bad as soda.
Well,
that's
just
levels.
Pure sugar water.
I'm not very healthy.
Well,
evidently.
Insides are rotten.
Okay,
he just looks like he's all right.
I don't know if this has come up in the discussion throughout the show. Have you been shown the Texas football P chart?
No.
Search for it.
Yeah.
What's Tom Herman looks like. Okay, Tom Herman is so obsessed with proper hydration that at every urinal at anywhere in the football facility, he's got a color-coded chart so every player on the team can know whether or not he's properly hydrated, to the point where at one level of opacity, he refers to you as a bad teammate.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No,
you're letting your guys down.
Levels 4 and 5, selfish teammate. Levels 6 and 7, blatant disregard for your teammates. You are headed to Area 51. Level 8, you are a bad guy.
Right.
That guy's lost some weight.
Yeah. I mean, think about that.
My lady's like that, too, because, you know, in the morning, you know, I go while she's, you know, doing her hair or whatever, and she goes, Jason. That's not clear enough. And I'm like,
right.
I'm sorry.
I learned about it, you know, at overnight camp where, you know, everybody comes to the wash house at the same time and there's a big trough and everybody's standing there and everybody knows each other. It's like, look, somebody's dehydrated today. You drink more water.
And even as straight like, knee-high orange soda.
No, seriously, when you're a counselor and your kids are 9, 10, 11, you're keeping an eye open saying, hey, have you had enough water? You know, it's 90 degrees out there and I can't, you know.
Well, hopefully with their pants on, you can tell them that too. Though.
We always do, but you're responsible to check up on these kids and make sure they're drinking enough water.
Well, that's what I was sharing, that my wife saw a similar situation, and then she's texting me during the show, like, drink water. And so Shane got me a fishbowl.
There it is.
That was our solution.
You need one of the giant straws, like at one of those the kiddie bars where they have like the blue drink that all the sorority girls are drinking.
Yeah. He preferred this method.
Do they still serve the big ass margarita or the big ass martini or whatever it is over there at the Hyatt? Have you ever seen it? The giant martini.
I'm sure they do, but I don't know.
Yeah, it's like a it's giant martini glass, and they fix it up for you, and it's a bunch of different straws for
Trader Todd's on Southport. We've done a couple of shows from there.
And they got like the New Orleans style fishbowl.
Trader Todd's, you should look it up online. They've got a big blue fishbowl.
Yeah.
And, you know, you get people sit around with their straws and see that's a great way to get your money's worth if you're better at it than everybody else.
It's like, a tiki karaoke bar, right? Trader Todd's, Southport and Belmont, or Sheffield and Belmont.
Sheffield, yes.
Sheffield and Belmont.
Yes. Right Sheffield and Belmont, yeah. We've
tiki karaoke bar?
It's a tiki karaoke bar. They've got two karaoke sections in there.
Where'd you? Of course you would.
I'm about to say,
we had fun. We
I remember who I'm talking to now.
We've done some fun afternoon shows from that spot. And that seems to be the drink of choice out of the giant balloon glasses.
I feel like at some point today we're going to drink something. It's my last show of the year.
I got limoncello in the locker.
I brought a little something too. You know?
Good for you.
Yeah, go I got the right
three
way.
Bottles of
Boss is gone.
Cameron Hughes.
We could get. I mean, we could get a popping at any point.
I can't because I'm driving. So
.
I mean, say you drink from 1 to 3:30.
Nah. I'll be asleep by 4.
Hungover from 3:30 to 6.
How long does it take for you to finish a glass of wine?
How big a glass and how...
Regular pour.
Am I eating?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I honestly don't know the answer. It depends if I'm grazing.
If you're drinking to get drunk? What if you're sport drinking?
then I'm not drinking wine. I was about to say, you drink wine to get drunk. You got
I thought that was the only thing you drank.
Well, I don't drink hard liquor.
You'll do a tequila shot like once a month.
Yeah, every once in a while.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was unaware.
The last one I did was Carol Hoiberg bought for us.
Oh yeah, on the route. Oh dude, I still think this year that might have been the most adverse work conditions we have. It was
London House?
So hot. Shout out to London House, terrific place. But
in the sun,
there was no clouds in the sky. It was 85 degrees, and the sun was whooping my ass for 4.5 hours.
And you're burying the lead.
What's up?
How about the woman that was sitting in front of us who wasn't wearing any underwear?
Oh yeah. That was distracting. Oh. And it was the Scoreheads. He was like, man, I knew you guys would be up here. Thank you for coming up here. And you wanted to be like, yeah, bro, you got to
move her.
And
that's the thing. And we were on a slightly elevated stage. And the couch was right in the
triangulated
front there.
Triangulated situation. Yeah.
Right. And I mean,
so
on.
To speak.
Yeah, right. Radar locked
in. And I'm sitting there like, fam, you got to tell Sharon Stone to take it to the bar. Like,
right.
She was not there for our portion of the broadcast.
How do you approach that?
You kind of put your hand
on
your
face.
You don't.
You don't say like,
there's nothing you can do.
Ma'am, you
put that
are
away.
Very attractive, but I am kind of thrown off a little bit because the cash and prizes are readily available.
I mean, you can, but I don't think it's going to go well.
You probably shouldn't acknowledge it.
So I can go to anybody's remote and just have it right there for you.
Ladies and gentlemen, Juan Uribe.
Right. Like I can show up commando and just be like, hey, entertain me, sports radio guys.
Different. If it's
how is it different? How is it different?
Because that wasn't out.
It wasn't out. You were
only from our angle.
Yeah, it's not out.
Because it was only from our angle. It had to be sitting where we were sitting.
It's bad awareness by her or it was intentional. Like that's
what we're trying to figure out.
That's the other side of the equation.
Well, that's the money right there. She wasn't coming after me.
And then she had her man next to her. And so maybe it's like their own little game that they're playing.
He had his Blackhawks sweater in his hand because they were going to the Blackhawks game. And I'm like, bro,
man,
like I feel like I've met your lady already. Yeah. Like, you know.
And then the tequila shots started showing up. All of a sudden, the whole production and somebody's waving at the back. Say nice things about my husband.
Say nice things about you.
Yeah, but we'll say, hold on.
She was super cool.
There's no quid pro quo arrangement here. We can't be bought off that easily.
No. Yeah, you're gonna have to give me a car.
Yeah,
like you got something new is gonna have to pull up with a bow on it.
Yeah. That's payola plugola at that point. Let me tell you, these side out of bounds plays just got a whole hell of a lot better.
Fred is really taking control of this locker room. And guess what? He kind of has. We joked about Fred proofing the locker room and you know what you're going to have to do to insulate the nonsense. And they kind of did it, and it's kind of working. Not kind of working. They look like a team that he set out to coach probably when he arrived.
He had over 30 assists last night.
They... The most impressive thing to me last night, because that wasn't the Magic. You know, Aaron Gordon is their best player.
Right.
And I can dig it, but still.
And Elfrid Payton needs an intervention.
He's terrible.
But that what are you doing?
Oh, no, I'm not going to.
Yeah. It's been that way for a long time.
But it's really bad now.
It's like 5, 6 years now.
Yeah, but it's their, all in the front now.
Their rotations defensively, where the communication and the understanding of I'm going to leave a place and it may make me look bad if my teammate doesn't have my back, that happened about 6 or 7 times. And each time they got back, closed out perfectly. Like, there's certain things that you see. Yeah, Denzel Valentine coming out hot and hitting shots. When Denzel's hitting shots, he's a totally different player, and he's feeling himself, and he dribbles with a little bit more authority, and you could tell his game is at another level. And Nico is playing well, and Chris Dunn is out there attacking the ball defensively. But what they did last night with their defensive rotations against a team that didn't have any shooters out there either, I understand, but there was some things where I'm like, this is what it's supposed to look like. The second year into a rebuild, this is what it's supposed to look like. Unfortunately, they've been spinning their wheels for 3 years now with a roster that wasn't really going to win anything and a coach who was getting beat the hell up by guys who thought they were stars or who are stars after their prime.
I will also tell you that I have a new member of my list of possibly the worst, most uninterested defenders I've ever seen. So congratulations to Mario Hezonja. Who I remember watching him play in summer league and seeing his athleticism
I thought he was going to be good, man.
I will tell you this. Pretend.
Well,
I mean, just pretend like you care for a second about moving your feet. I mean, really.
It's a lot of work.
That's not even, I mean, that makes late stage Pau Gasol look like Bruce Bowen. I mean,
now you're doing the most. I'm not going to let Super Mario. No, we're not going to do that. Cut it out. No, don't do that.
Welcome to the team.
Wow. Congratulations.
Mario has just not
Are
even.
Are you serious?
I mean,
Pow? Stop. No, I'm not going to let you do that.
Pow's the captain.
He's the captain of the team.
I've always said, when you watch him playing defense, and Ramblin' Grimace did this graphic for us, picture him holding a giant glass of red wine. Because he's always moving as if, like, okay, all right, hold on. Takes a sip and he's like, doesn't want to spill a drop at any point.
The Spurs rebounding numbers for like every year under Popovich were just like, here. We got Pow, just like absolutely plummeting.
And package him with LaMarcus Aldridge at that. You're going to have some issues. You're going to definitely have some issues. No, it was a fun game to watch.
Like, I am the ultimate big picture. Like, if you're going to tank, be bad. It was by design. All right. The Jimmy trade, it happened. You picked the lane. You're supposed to be bad. It's a great draft. I don't really find myself being mad about this.
Those kids lost enough. Those kids lost enough, and they learned enough bad habits. It's time for them to learn some good ones. And if the good ones are implemented correctly, you see winning basketball.
The
league is so bad, though. So many teams are also trying to tank that, like, we have to be prepared.
It's like baseball.
Right. We have to be prepared that, like, they might not get a top 4 pick in this draft. But they actually, and I thought they were going to be the worst team in the league. And Vegas
They should
it.
Be.
Everybody did.
Vegas they did. Be. I don't know that they're going
they
to be
They might
anymore.
Be, depending on the trades they could make.
Exactly. Let's see what happens after, you know, the second week in January. Let's see what happens when the trade led. They might kick the trade market off.
They should, with Lopez. They should trade Lopez yesterday.
On Holiday. You know, find somebody who wants to get an off-the-bench scorer.
Yeah.
And that's why they signed him to such a tradable contract,
Without question.
He's got a really movable deal.
He was happy
deal.
With it because he hasn't made any money in his career yet. Yeah, it's if they're thinking, and I don't know who's – maybe Doug Collins is up there not ruining everything yet, and he's – right, the tuning fork is making decisions, and Gar has taken his parachute and gone his way or settled into the background. But, yeah, I'm cool with it.
Legitimately am excited to watch the Bulls tonight.
It wasn't my favorite moment last night, and there was
nothing
basketball wise was my favorite moment. But I happened to be in the car just after halftime, and it was a there was it's I will say this: these things have happened to the best of us. But sometimes you find yourself in a radio free fall. And I don't know how it started, but Chuck and Bill started talking about somehow I don't know if it started talking about the Pointer Sisters or started talking about the song We Are Family. Yeah, stop. Just wait. So Chuck's like, yes, We Are Family, the song by the Pointer Sisters, made famous by the 1979 Pittsburgh Pirates, who used it as their theme song. And it just keeps going. And then he said, I remember the Pointer Sisters back in the day. The Pointer Sisters were around the Bulls. Reggie Theus was dating one of the Pointer Sisters. And then they start talking about We Are Family, the Pointer Sisters.
Back to back Reggie Theus mentioned.
And I'm just thinking like, oh, guys, come on. Yeah. Somebody get in their ear. Yeah. And then they go to commercial. And they come out of it. Now, the game's already, it was like a 20-point lead at that point. You know, it's like, right, this big run. It's like, for three, and that's good, too. But about the Pointer Sisters, We Are Family. So
coming back to it on purpose?
Right. And I'm like, yeah. And then they come out of break. We have a correction. it was Sister Sledge. Yeah. And there's like these long, awkward pauses. Like,
and Reggie Theus was also having sex with members of Sister Sledge.
And Percy Sledge. but you hear like papers shuffling around at the point. And it just,
somebody just jumps on their phone. Just Google. Really quick,
your Swirsky's pretty good.
We've
pretty strong.
We've all been there. It's
I'm going to encourage him.
Anybody who talks on for a living for 5 hours a day or 3 hours a day has been there.
Somebody's got to have your back,
right? So just be waving, jump in front, just say, "Hey, Sister Sledge," sang that song, and then Chuck goes, "What was the big Pointer Sister song?"
And what was Bill doing this entire time?
I don't know.
Trying to do the basketball game?
Right. It was just great.
We got blowout chatter on the TV broadcast the last, like, 90 seconds of the game. Stacey King was like, I didn't know that Magic Johnson and Isaiah Thomas had it made up. And I was like, blowout chatter.
Our radio show is breaking out during when they go up 25 and you start to see Quincy Pondexter on your court and all of a sudden Adrian Payne is taking three-pointers. You're like, I'm cool with this. I started watching podcasts while the game was going on.
Why you gotta bring up Adrian Payne? Because that's another guy I think on my I was wrong list.
Yeah, well, he's 29 years old.
I thought he was gonna be good though.
Yeah.
He's not.
No.
Why not?
Why isn't he good? Because all of them are very good.
Right. I know.
Right. But he's very talented.
I know, but I saw him. He had the things that I thought, look, he's not really, he's one of these guys who's going to get to the league and all of a sudden things are like, nah, no.
He's like his fourth team.
That's bad scouting is what that is.
Yeah, it happens to the best of us. All right, we're going to let this man go. He's hosted a show on his own for 4+ hours now. It's time for him to go decompress. What we have on the show today is the 2 o'clock special hour.
Yes.
And 3 o'clock, Matt Miller, 3:40 and other news. 4 o'clock, Joe Cowley, 5:30. It's on. There's some surprises that I have texted. Hopefully they will join us as well.
Uh-oh. Yeah. I meant to tell you guys, but we started talking about the color of urine. Dontrell Inman was fantastic yesterday.
Great?
Fantastic.
Yeah, sometimes you just gotta, you know, I don't care about your yards per catch.
You guys were great.
Let's have a good time.
Like,
yeah, yeah.
You guys killed that interview. That was legit. And I didn't like seek it out. I just happened to be in the car. That was really good stuff.
Thank you. Every once in a while, you just have to say F it and just mess with somebody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, when you know he's so well.
When he's smart enough.
You can get the vibe that he was a guy who was willing to laugh with us. Like, certain guys I wouldn't go there with, like, oh, everybody in your building is about to be fired, so what are you going to do with your free agent year? But he started out the interview laughing with us. Dan got him to talk about himself being a foodie and an art guy, so it was cool.
No, you did. It was great. People should check it out.
This just handed to me, joint NFL-NFLPA statement. The NFL and NFLPA have jointly reviewed the application of the concussion protocol to Russell Wilson.
Oh, that was the biggest lock of all time.
The results...
Yeah, when he threw the tent off.
That was a joke. He was off the field for 45 seconds.
I didn't know anybody was taking action on it. The results of the joint review determined there was a failure in the application of the protocol following the tackle of Mr. Wilson during the Seahawks-Cardinals game on November 9th. As a result, Seattle has been fined $100,000, and the coaching and medical staffs will be required to attend remedial training regarding the protocol. There's more.
Well, they say the required evaluation was not conducted, and he was permitted to return to the game without an evaluation, which, you know what, is exactly what it looked like if you were watching that game on TV.
And we're going to get into some athletic training issues. Have you been following the story with Bill Belichick and Tom Brady and what is now happening in Boston and this quack that Brady has aligned himself with? That apparently has been now infecting the team on a deeper level, and at some point Belichick's BS detector finally started ringing alarm bells, and he took his team back.
$100,000, huh?
Yeah,
$100,000. One less Range Rover for Paul Allen's people. That's about it. $100,000 to an NFL football team, they'll take that in a trade off for a win any day of the week.
Especially I will say that
when it comes to their damn quarterback.
But the public significance of a 6-figure number, I think, is understood in this case.
You think in this? Yeah, in a playoff, like I'm saying, though, in a playoff game, if Russell Wilson does the same thing, they'll be happy to chop up the $250,000 that the second offense will come with.
I would agree with that.
Probably, you know what I mean?
No question.
Or even if it's $500.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
In a playoff situation, there's not an amount of money that they wouldn't put on it.
So playoff revenue, all the things that come if you win a Super Bowl.
I'm not saying it's a deterrent effect.
No,
I'm saying
the NFL had to do
the
their
NFL
thing.
And the union are allowed to say, we took this seriously.
Yeah. Right.
Regardless of what the actual effect is on an NFL franchise.
All right, have a good show, guys. It's Bernstein and Goff on the Score.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins, middays on the Score.
I don't know what the hell the Bulls are. I really don't know what's going on. And I count myself as a diehard Bulls fan. I think the majority of us were on board with losing and being the worst team in the NBA this year. 7 straight wins is not part of that plan.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This is Boomer Esiason with the CBS Sports Minute. As today marks the annual December solstice, it's now time for my all-winter team. And since this is the shortest day of the year, Ray Knight and Alvin Dark will be our co-managers. The outfield may get nippy with Albert Bell, a.k.a. Mr. Freeze. Ivy Shiver and Nomar Mazara, nicknamed the Big Chill. Ron say the Penguin will platoon with Ken Reitz, the Zamboni at third, or I might try to strike a balance among the Freezes, Gene, George, and David, and of course, Bill Melton. Bill White of Pittsburgh's Allegheny's fame is at shortstop, and if I play JT Snow at first, it would perfectly position Ski Emilio at second. Righties Jesse and Clarence Winters will pitch. The catcher, Steve Christmas, of course, and southpaw Derek Holland. The Dutch Oven reminds us that this is all part of the Hot Stove League. I'm Boomer Esiason.
Call local GEICO agent Tim Calcagno for help with auto, home, and identity theft insurance. Tim and his team would love to help you. 630-671-0600.
This holiday season, isn't it time you try giving a romantic gift? Lover's Lane has all kinds of gifts for grown-ups, from heart-racing bedroom essentials to sensuous lingerie. Plus, plenty of romantic ideas that will lead to anything but silent nights. Can't decide? Lover's Lane gift cards are perfect for the naughty or nice. For gifts that keep on giving and a store near you, visit loverslane.com. Who needs mistletoe anyways when you've got Lover's Lane?
How is Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights wrapping up 2017? By giving 0% financing for 60 months plus special incentives on all their most popular models. Get the gift of employee pricing for everyone on nearly all remaining 2017 Chevys. That's over $10,000 in savings on select new Chevy Silverados and much more. But you have to hurry, they're going fast. Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights, the bright way to buy. Visit sunrisechevrolet.com and tell them Jason Goff sent you. Financing in lieu of rebates to qualified customers on select models. See dealer for details. Find new roads.
Your call will be answered by the next available representative. Thank you for holding. How may I assist you?
We were just broken into, and we need a home security system.
Oh, sorry. Wrong department. Please hold.
The best home security isn't hard to get. With SimpliSafe, you can get comprehensive, professionally monitored home security online without the hold time or runaround. Order now, and in a few days, be protected 24/7.
Go right now to simplisafe.com/best.
Tempur-Pedic is the number one mattress in America, and Chicagoland buys it at Art Van Pure Sleep, the Midwest number one mattress store. Only Art Van Pure Sleep has an exclusive diagnostic sleep test that fits you to the right Tempur-Pedic for your body and your budget at the lowest price. And Art Van Pure Sleep will back it up with our exclusive 365-night guarantee. If you don't feel your Tempur-Pedic mattress is right for you, just return it and get your money back. Shop today, Chicagoland, and get a free Amazon Echo. Plus, no interest for 72 months. And every Tempur-Pedic is in stock for immediate free next-day delivery guaranteed. If not, your Tempur-Pedic mattress is free. It's where Chicagoland buys Tempur-Pedic.
Art Van Pure Sleep, the great night's sleep store.
See it all and shop it all at artvan.com.
Me, 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 me.
Take a guess, who's the master of holiday giving?
Me, 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 me.
Because he went to Jared and gave her the unforgettable gift of Pandora, like the exclusive Pandora Winter Charm gift set featuring 12 charms and clips, including Jared exclusives, all in a commemorative keepsake box with savings up to $260. The holiday gift that completely crushes it. That's why he went to Jared. While supplies last, see store for details.
If you or someone you know has been injured, call Horwitz, Horwitz & Associates, Chicago's top injury lawyers. They've won the largest jury verdict for a back injury, the largest jury verdict for a brain injury, and the largest jury verdict for a neck injury. In fact, they've won the largest personal injury verdict in Illinois history. There are no upfront fees, and you don't pay unless they win. Call 312-800-8000 for a free consultation. That's 312-800-8000. Horwitz, Horwitz & Associates. The attention you expect, the results you deserve.
Me, 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 me.
Take a guess, who's the master of holiday giving?
Me, 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 me.
Because he went to Jared and gave her the unforgettable gift of Pandora, like the exclusive Pandora Winter Charm gift set featuring 12 charms and clips, including Jared exclusives, all in a commemorative keepsake box with savings up to $260. The holiday gift that completely crushes it. That's why he went to Jared. While supplies last, see store for details.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the... Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You've reached the Holiday Helpline. We turn the holidays into holidays.
Hi, the countdown to Christmas is on, and we still have tons of gifts to cross off our list. Help!
Time's almost up. Get to Old Navy today.
Old Navy?
Yep, right now the entire store is up to 75% off.
Up to 75% off the entire store? I'm on it.
Plus, Old Navy's got amazing last-minute gifts for the whole family for just $3, $4, and $5 in-store and at oldnavy.com. Better hurry, it ends Sunday.
Gifts for $3?
Yep, last chance to turn your holiday into a holiday. Get to Old Navy today. Valid 12/20 to 12/24. Excludes gift cards, register lane items, jewelry, today only, and two-day only deals.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
This is quarterback development. This is what it looks like. You have guys struggle. You're going to have points where you think the guy's a bust. You're going to have points where you're like, it's just not, the light hasn't come on. And then hopefully, it's going to be the third year. It's not going to be next year, because presumably you're not going to be in the same scheme or have the same guy around him.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Here's a list of reasons why AT&T Prepaid is a great choice.
When you switch to AT&T Prepaid, you get a new ZTE Maven 3 smartphone for free.
When you switch to AT&T Prepaid, you get a new ZTE Maven 3 smartphone for free.
I just said that.
It's worth repeating.
AT&T Prepaid has no annual contracts.
And AT&T's reliable network.
Switch to AT&T Prepaid to get a new ZTE Maven 3 smartphone for free.
Limited time offer available at participating AT&T stores. Requires new line of service, $45 or $65 plan, and auto pay. Reliable network claim for third-party sources. Fees, coverage, and other restrictions apply. Details at att.com/prepaid.
New Depot.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Illinois Media School.
Scoreboard update.
132, and from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. The Wolves beat Rockford last week on a last-second goal, and the first four games between the two teams were decided by one goal. The Wolves host Rockford in a rematch on Saturday, December 30th at the Allstate Arena. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. Let's start with a little pro football news of sorts. The Bears today announcing that tight end Zach Miller, the recipient of the Good Guy Award handed out by the Chicago chapter of the Pro Football Writers Association of America. Also in the NFL, the Green Bay Packers Packers have ruled wide receiver Davante Adams out of Saturday's game against Minnesota, and the Seattle Seahawks have been fined $100,000 for failure to apply the concussion protocol when quarterback Russell Wilson got clobbered in a game back in November. Baseball, the Orioles might be trying to light a fire under some teams because they have let it be known that if they don't get some better offers real soon, they will pull Manny Machado off the trade market. Catch the 670 The Score Craftsman Mobile Studio live. Head to 670thescore.com/events to see where we'll be this week. Sears, your first destination for Craftsman tools. This scoreboard update has been brought to you by Chicagoland Jiffy Lube. Jiffy Lube offers brake service at some locations. For high-quality oil change, brake service, or preventative maintenance, stop by Jiffy Lube. Leave worry behind. No appointment necessary. Visit ChicagolandJiffyLube.com. Also brought to you by New Mail Medical Center. Discover the new you, newmailmedical.com. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk. Also, the number one ranked sports station in Chicago, 670 The Score, and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
The Bernstein and Golf Show.
It's showtime, folks.
On 670 The Score.
Here's what we have for you. For free. You don't have to pay a penny. You just turn on your radio and you get 5 hours of free entertainment. You're already a half an hour in plus.
If you want 5 hours. I mean, we could set something up.
I'd rather you donate it, but
GoFundMe, PayPal, Venmo, Cash App.
You can send it to Jackson Chance Foundation.
Yeah.
You can send it to Camp One Step if you really feel like doing that. But other than that, it's just absolutely free to listen to the Bernstein and Goff Show.
You can send it to the Y Bar Bottle Service for tomorrow night. I mean, either way, all of it is donations.
Hey,
my favorite nation is donation. Come on through to the spot.
As we broadcast from the Hyundai Studios, come see how better it drives us. We have a lot of content for you coming up just after the 2 o'clock hour with a whole bunch of things that are going on in the world of sports. We're going to dive in deep as we do always at 2 and just roll straight through with you. Matt Miller is going to join us at 3 and other news at 3:40. Joe Cowley at 4. It's on at 5:30. And as Jason mentioned, we got some calls out there for some surprises along the way as well. This segment brought to you by Burlington. Make your Burlington store your coat headquarters and save big on great styles for the family. Plus, sweaters, scarves, hats, gloves, and boots for way less. Burlington style for everyone. 312-644-6767. That's the number at WSCR, The Score. You email us at BernsteinandGoff@670thescore.com. That's where you listen to us live. We are streaming at 670thescore.com, texting and sexting at 670-11. Now is the time of year for festive sexting. Some of those always roll through.
Oh, yeah. You know, people telling you about their mistletoe belts and all the other things.
Yes, yeah. Santa hats and people dressed as elves and all that.
Whatever
kind of
fetish
stuff
you got.
Something's going on down the hall, by the way. You notice that today? It's like their wacky Christmas sweater, Christmas hat
party
day.
Yeah.
They're all
the ugly Christmas sweater crowd.
Yeah,
is that what it is?
It's not ugly.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah? Oh, see, I don't do things like that. It makes me feel so uncool. And then the daycare asks for stuff like that too, like send him in this or send him in that. I'm like,
he's gonna be in the second outfit anyway.
Right.
So what's the point?
Right.
Sometimes the third outfit.
Right. Exactly. Oh, something happened yesterday that we had a falling out.
Okay. Let me.
I gotta ask you, am I a bad guy on this one?
Okay, let me get through the propers, and we will try to adjudicate that particular situation. Mm-hmm. The text line is brought to you by the Grossinger Auto Group. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at grossinger.com. You text, we reply, message, and data rates may apply. Twitter is @Bernstein_Goff. He is @Jason1Goff. I am @Dan_Bernstein. We are also on Instagram @BernsteinGoffShow. Our website is BernsteinGoffShow.com. You go there to enjoy podcasts and links to the stuff we write and talk about. You can interact with the show and the station on Facebook. Just like the 670 The Score page and get involved in whatever that conversation may be there. We also have a video stream that you can see at Watch670TheScore.com and on Facebook Live. It's brought to you by American Needle. Check out these hats. And it's directed by Brian Gertsch.
With our whole team back now, I think we're one of the best teams in the East because just our matchups. We got a lot of guys that can do a lot of things. We can play defense. We can play offense. I know we started off bad, but I think we're one of the better teams in the East.
Nope. Okay.
Hey, feel in yourself.
Just enjoy.
Hey, if you're not going to love yourself, who will?
The producers are Nick Shepkowski.
Lastly for you, Kyle, 38 tonight, as I mentioned. Did you expect this from yourself as a rookie this fast? Did you expect to be able to have games like this?
Yeah.
No problem?
Yeah, no problem, yeah.
Kyle Kuzma of the Los Angeles Lakers. He's like,
38 points, 7 rebounds, 4 assists, made 7 three-pointers last night. He is playing like the second or third best rookie if you think Ben Simmons is a
Donovan
rookie.
Donovan Mitchell.
Mm-hmm.
And those would be your type.
Yeah, him, yeah, Kuzma and Mitchell. Lowry's having some issues.
Yeah, but Kuzma will meet you at the rim, too.
Yeah, no, he's a terrific player.
He is not afraid. But Larry Nance Jr., that's one of the dunks of the year, right?
He's Gumby arms. He's absolutely ridiculous.
The audio engineer is Anthony Gill.
Baltimore Ravens going up against Indianapolis and Jacoby Brissett. Brissett is a sack magnet.
Well, there's a lot of things in sack magnet. There's a lot of things that you can take from that.
All right, now I want to know what happened at daycare.
All right, so in 6711, am I a bad guy? So the kid's birthday was Saturday, right?
Yes.
Friday, the daycare says we will be celebrating Jace's birthday on Wednesday, along with another child's birthday. I'm like, all right, cool. That sounds good. We get a note because we got the app that, you know, we could watch the kid. We could see, you know, how many BMs he's had and what he's eating.
Like they do their own nanny cam.
Pretty
just
much.
To put your
Yeah. And the daily report is updated on the app. On the app, it pops up. Yeah. On Wednesday, you can pick a treat to bring in for Jace's birthday. Cupcakes, da-da-da-da-da, this, that, and the other. And I'm sitting there like, wait, hold on one damn minute. I celebrated my child's birthday on Saturday, and the kids that he wanted to invite and we wanted to invite were there on Saturday. How are you going to force me to have this faux birthday celebration on Wednesday at the daycare center, right? If you wanted to celebrate my kid's birthday, wouldn't it have been on Friday, like the day before?
It's on you to provide the cupcakes.
Yes! It reeks to me of just... Oh yeah, you got it. You come on through and oh, by the way, the people who be taking care of your kids will eat up all these damn cupcakes as well. These kids ain't eating no damn cupcakes. These kids are 2 years old and younger. Which kid is just walking around? You know what? I'd really, really like it.
Yeah, if you wouldn't mind stopping at Sweet Mandy B's.
Right? What are we doing here? Nicole, anytime something like this pops up, Nicole's like, Jason, you can't.
Go over to Bittersweet Bakery, by the way. Here's our list of recommended bakeries.
Get 10 gluten-free. Right. And that's the other thing, too. I don't want to bring anything in there and make somebody's kid sick. So Nicole was like, Jason, you can't be like that. You know, we got to do it. I'm like, why?
Nah.
Just because
he doesn't know either. It's not like he's six and other kids have had their birthday celebrated. He's going to feel left out. He's got no clue.
This is from the 630. Jason, all those Jews are rubbing off on you. You make plenty of money. Be generous. That's not the case here. By the way, most of my Jewish friends are generous. Besides Dan. No, Dan's very generous. But no, that's not the point. It's not about the money. It's never about the money. Like, for Teacher's Day and all these other things, we've done stuff. Yeah. But how you gonna tell me that, yes, we are going... When you tell me you're celebrating my son's birthday on a Wednesday after his birthday, that means to me that you're gonna slap a Burger King crown on his head, put a candle in whatever ravioli we sent, blow out the candle, sing happy birthday, record it, send it to me on the app. That's what that means to me.
Yeah,
it doesn't mean to me supply treats for the entire damn school.
I always have an issue with the opportunity disguised as something for us, really. It kind of reminds me that I learned over time that in youth hockey, when you get that chance where they say, hey, we're going to go play at the United Center before a Blackhawks game, and it's awesome.
It's fresh,
and but you got to buy, if you want to take the family and watch your kid play,
$150
you also have to buy four $80 seats to come see them play against the Carolina Hurricanes.
And by the way, this is subsidizing all the stuff that we didn't charge you for throughout the year.
Right.
We're just trying to recoup our money at the end of the year here.
Hold on a second.
Right? I'm sitting, and you know, of course we did it. You know, Wednesday morning we pulled into Mariano's and got ourselves, you know, 20, 25 cupcakes, whatever the case may be, and some other stuff. But it's like, hey, man, what are we doing here? My baby is a month, I'm sorry, a year and a day old. My kid doesn't, at his birthday party, he didn't know what was going on. He's like, who the hell are these people? I don't know these people. And where's the candy? Like, we're celebrating, I believe it's Aiden. We're celebrating Jace's and Aiden's birthday on Wednesday.
Look, Aiden, Caden, Braden, Jaden, Aiden, Layden, you're going to be right.
Anything, Harrison. Don't forget Harrison.
Anything ending in Aiden.
And Big Head Eli, my guy Eli over there. And Scarlett.
And members of Big Head Eli.
but I'm sitting there and, you know, Nicole has a very special talent of making me feel bad in situations where.
That's why you're married.
Right, right. In situations where I'm not supposed to feel bad. And she gets out of the car and she's like, Jason, you should not be like that. I'm like, sweetheart, what am I being like? I'm thinking this thing through. They've been getting over on people for years probably now at this daycare, telling them that we're going to celebrate your kid's birthday 3 days after the damn birthday.
We have a tradition here of prime rib on birthdays.
Can you get six Italian beef dip?
And some onion rings. Like, that's how we do it here.
Can you get a diet soda too? Don't, you know, the regular soda kind of upsets the kids' tummies.
Except Owen loves hot jardinera. Right. Don't let him tell you he doesn't. Right, right. He makes that face just to throw you off.
And I love where we send him. They do a great job. Those women and men are terrific with the kids. They're always, you know, stimulating them with song and dance and reading and learning and social skills and all. I appreciate the hell out of it. Hell, they're raising my kid because we drop Jace off at 7:30 in the morning and we pick him up at 6. So the entire time he's there raising hell. I appreciate you so much, and we're going to have something for them at the end of the year like we should. But come on, fam. Like, you can't just give me some notice too, by the way. Like, how you gonna get out of my pockets? You don't know what the hell Saturday just sent me back. You gonna tell me all of a sudden I gotta go get cupcakes for y'all? Like, I'm sorry, and I'm probably embarrassing the hell out of my lady by talking about this, but man, it has been bothering me since we dropped him off yesterday. It's been bothering the hell out of me, because I'm like, man, I want some cupcakes. Like, did anybody bring my black ass no cupcakes because of this kid? Like, what are we doing here? What are we allowing to happen as parents?
The 815 says, yeah, Bernstein may be generous, but not anymore to Joakim Noholm.
Oh. Well, because he does.
That's on you, fam.
I tried.
I'm not about to even.
I saw him again the other day.
By the way, don't ever bring this up again, texters. Because when you bring this up, he's about to do what he's going to do right here.
I saw him again.
I'm sure you did. Danny doesn't have a home.
I know, but
he also went over his crib and had a beer.
But he also, well, that's like church bus.
Church bus. When he said, "Please, somebody give me some food," and I gave him a big thing of chicken. He goes, "This is cold." I said, "You asked for food," and he said, "That's okay. I'll heat it up when I get home."
He's like me.
I'm like, wait, what?
Well, I mean, just because you're not well off doesn't mean you have shelter.
I know. But I mean,
Dan wants every person who doesn't have money to be without a roof.
Well, the best was when I was walking with Bernstein the one day, we ran into church bus.
Yeah, church
bus. And he just starts screaming at us, "I'm not a bum. I'm not a bum."
Well, you know what that is?
And Dan turns to me and looks like, sounds like Doug McDermott.
Well, that's the thing, though. He's one of you two. I don't know if it's you, Shep, or if it's you, Dan.
I did say that, didn't I? Yes.
You set something off in him. Like, you're telling on one of yourselves because one of you had probably treated him like a bum or had the police come beat him up like he's a bum or something where he's announcing
we were a good
100 yards away.
Oh, so he didn't make eye contact.
No, that's one of his bits. What did he has? I'm dying.
They're
of...
doing a bit. He has... First, he started yelling at him.
No, he has... He has, I'm dying of cancer is one of his bits. He has, my church bus broke down. And then he has, would somebody help me, please? And then he has, I am not a bum. Sort of like Nixon's, I am not a crook. And then he gets on a helicopter and he leaves. Goes to San Clemente.
He gets in a cardboard box. So I'm learning from 670. I'm learning from 670-11 that I am partially a bad guy, and some of the fathers can you know.
I know we're late. I want to grab this real quick though. It's Julie on the west side of the score. Hey, Julie.
Hi.
What's up, Jules?
Hi. Thank you. I'm calling for the first time. I listen to you guys every day.
Thank you.
Thanks.
All the time. We love you and my family.
Appreciate you.
I work. daycare for 3 years, and I can totally tell you it's definitely a ploy for the teachers to get some food and stuff. However, if you provide the food, you do get some extra teacher, slightly special treatment things.
So my kid, when my kid bounces his head off the floor, you catch him? Like, I don't, like, what's going to happen?
Your kid gets the real math.
You'll get the immediate call instead of maybe, like, an hour later.
Right. So he won't be covered in poop as soon as I pick him up.
Telling
He'll be cleaned
tales,
off first.
Telling tales out of school, right. Literally,
thank
Julie.
Thank you, Julie.
Thank you. Thanks
yeah,
for
no
listening.
Problem. Love you guys.
Love you, too. That's awesome. See? I know what's up, though. I mean, because there are certain nights where we can't get there right at 6, and
looks out for you.
Oh, no doubt. And yep. I hit him off $50-$60. Like, thank you for the extra 5 or 10 minutes. I know you got to get home to your family as well as I do. So I appreciate them. But just don't try to stick me up for no damn pastries.
Segment brought to you by Office Depot Office Max. You've had a big year, so treat yourself to great deals on tech and furniture at Office Depot Office Max. You deserve it. Office Depot Office Max, taking care of business. We're taking care of sports talk for you. And we've got a rip-roaring 2 o'clock hour coming your way on the score.
Mully and Henley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
What about the Bears? What about the Pro Bowl? God, they celebrate the greatest players in the league, and everybody is up there, and, oh, it's a happy and wondrous thing. But if you're from Chicago, not so good.
Well, you're getting used to it, right? It's the third consecutive year. Unless you're an alternate, you're not going.
Mully and Henley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
How is Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights wrapping up 2017? By giving 0% financing for 60 months. That's how, Mr. Man. Plus special incentives on all their most popular models. Get the gift of employee pricing for everyone on nearly all remaining 2017 Chevys. That's a lot of Chevys. That's over 10,000 in savings. That's a lot of savings on select new Chevy Silverados and much more. But you have to hurry. They're going fast. Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights, the bright way to buy. Visit sunrisechevrolet.com. Tell them Jason Goff sent you. Financing in lieu of rebates to qualify customers on select models. See dealer for details. Find new roads.
Tempur-Pedic is the number one mattress in America, and Chicagoland buys it at Art Van Pure Sleep, the Midwest number one mattress store. Only Art Van Pure Sleep has an exclusive diagnostic sleep test that fits you to the right Tempur-Pedic for your body and your budget at the lowest price. And Art Van Pure Sleep will back it up with our exclusive 365-night guarantee. If you don't feel your Tempur-Pedic mattress is right for you, just return it and get your money back. Shop today, Chicagoland, and get a free Amazon Echo. Plus, no interest for 72 months. And every Tempur-Pedic is in stock for immediate free next-day delivery guaranteed. If not, your Tempur-Pedic mattress is free. It's where Chicagoland buys Tempur-Pedic.
Art Van Pure Sleep, the great night sleep store.
See it all and shop it all at artvan.com.
It's time to go Mercedes-Benz shopping at Knauss during the Mercedes-Benz winter event. Oh, what fun it is to take advantage of special offers and attractive lease programs on every 2017 and 2018 Mercedes-Benz model we have in stock. And Knauss has them all. C-Class, E-Class, S-Class, sedans, coupes, and cabriolets. Each one a stunning, luxurious, engineering marvel designed with class-leading performance and innovations. So step inside our showroom and look around. You'll be excited in ways you have never imagined. Plus, if you're looking for a new Mercedes-Benz SUV, every model is attractively priced and ready for immediate delivery. The Mercedes-Benz Winter Event. One more big reason Knauss is the choice for your next Mercedes-Benz. Knauss Auto Park, Route 41, Lake Bluff, Knauss.com.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to GEICO. I'm so happy, I feel like I can fly.
Disclaimer, you will not be able to fly by switching to GEICO. This is against the laws of physics and nature. If you find yourself flying, please seek professional and or medical help immediately. In the unlikely event you find yourself flying, you might be a superhero, or a pigeon, or a superhero named Pidge Woman, who was bitten by a radioactive pigeon. If you are indeed Pidge Woman, GEICO retains all licensing publishing rights in the event Pidge Woman the movie becomes a top-grossing Hollywood blockbuster.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
I'm back. That little voice inside your head. You know what would save time? Doing holiday shopping while stocking up for your business.
And right now, at Office Depot Office Max, you can save 20% on regular priced office supplies, furniture, and more. Get your 20% coupon at officedepot.com/radio or mention this ad in store. A gift for them, a gift for you.
Taking care of business.
Offer ends 12/16. Excludes tech, coffee, appliances, ink, and toner. See coupon for details.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
I remain convinced that that kid can be great.
So
that,
do I.
But this is who they have. And in no way is the book written on Mitch Trubisky. It's stupid to say so. If anybody's out there saying it, there's still absolutely a chance that he can be great.
Still would bet on good quarterbacks.
So would I.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Me.
Take a guess, who's the master of holiday giving?
Me.
Because he went to Jared and gave her the unforgettable gift of Pandora, like the exclusive Pandora Winter Charm gift set featuring 12 charms and clips, including Jared exclusives, all in a commemorative keepsake box with savings up to $260. The holiday gift that completely crushes it. That's why he went to Jared. While supplies last, see store for details.
218. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
That's why Facebook is dangerous, because you go back and you see all the people you went to high school with, and you're like, oh my God.
Yeah, I'm not on Facebook.
What happened to you?
I mean, some of these, like, stay out of the sun. I don't care if you're a man or a woman.
You know,
the sun will ruin you.
It amazes me, because the tanning revolution that happened a little bit more than a decade ago, where people couldn't wait to go tan and over and over and over and over again. And I'm like, hey, man, if God didn't give it to you, it's okay.
Right, why do you want to make yourself it's darker? Okay.
Hey, man, black is beautiful.
The sun will kill you.
Yeah.
It will literally kill you. It
does not do good things to you. And you don't age well.
That's why today is the winter solstice.
It is shortest.
The least sunlight. So, hey, you're if for all white people, go out and cavort.
Well,
go ahead.
Again.
Head out, right.
Do what you did Wednesday. I'm sorry, Tuesday. Do what you did on Wednesday and Tuesday. What's today? Thursday? Yeah. Yeah. Do what you've been doing the entire week. Just do it a little bit more under the cloak of night.
Yeah.
Have you seen that movie 30 Days a Night?
I have not.
I actually enjoyed the hell out of it.
Yeah.
There's like a spot in Alaska that vampires go to graze pretty much, and it's because it's night all, you know, the entire month.
Stay away from the Palin family. Because
you might take a bad bite and all of a sudden, you know, you got...
Did you read the details of that?
No, I didn't.
Oh, it's awesome.
No.
The father and the son are fighting over a truck, and then the son shows up and breaks down the door and starts attacking. He's pulling a gun, and I mean, it was like
hillbillies can buy. Yeah, hillbillies can buy suits too. I mean, come on.
The details of that are a thing.
I love how vampires in 30 Days of Night took him to Sarah Palin.
All of them. It was Track and Treg and Trig and Trunk and Glunk and whatever.
Trick Daddy. Yeah.
Yeah.
The whole crew.
Yeah, it was just, I mean, it is Moose Dynasty out there.
What's wrong with you?
I don't know.
I don't know.
What about thanks?
All right, we got some good audio for you next hour. Dan's got some thoughts on what the hell is happening in New England right
now. Yeah, I'm with my guy, Bill Belichick.
Your guy.
Like, Bill Belichick finally, like, hey, what? It's like he woke up one day and was like, all right, enough of this crap. Knock it off.
I don't care how much winning we're doing.
This guy's a clown.
Certain protocols have to be followed.
Get off my sidelines. Get off my plane. Get out of the building. And it's really, if you read on the history of this guy, what was he doing there? The kowtowing to Brady. And he's still basically saying to Brady, all right, do whatever you think you want, you weirdo, but stay away from the rest of my players.
All right, let's get into it. No update. We'll come back, get into it. You want to jump in the conversation? Hey, don't sit on your hands. It's almost the end of the week.
Yeah, that hurts.
The holiday season is here. You're probably half drunk at your gig. You were getting drunk while listening to Danny Parkins do his show solo. You're already nice and buzzed now. You're waiting for that Metro train so you can get a tall boy. 312-644-6767 is the phone number. Get your drunk holiday ass involved on the Bernstein and Golf Show on 670 The Score.
You're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports.
At the Home Depot, free carpet installation means free carpet installation. And free includes clearing out furniture, ripping out old carpet, hauling it away, even carpeting stairs with no hidden fees. Free installation on carpet $699 or more means free installation only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid on carpet priced $1 or more per square foot. Specialty items may be priced separately.
Tempur-Pedic is the number one mattress in America, and Chicagoland buys it at Art Van Pure Sleep, the Midwest number one mattress store. Only Art Van Pure Sleep has an exclusive diagnostic sleep test that fits you to the right Tempur-Pedic for your body and your budget at the lowest price. And Art Van Pure Sleep will back it up with our exclusive 365-night guarantee. If you don't feel your Tempur-Pedic mattress is right for you, just return it and get your money back. Shop today, Chicagoland.